This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of adult Americans to boost the country's coronavirus-ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. In a call to Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives and later a White House meeting with a group of Democratic senators, Biden called for quick passage of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that includes the stimulus checks, pushing aside a call by some Republican senators for a more limited $618 billion deal. The Biden measure includes billions for vaccine distribution and other medical equipment to fight the pandemic. His proposal also would hike the national minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15, which most Republicans oppose. Senate Democrats on Tuesday put Biden's $1.9 trillion package on a fast track for passage, likely with little or no Republican support. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tatmadaw, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Min Aung, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, the NLD, which won the November elections. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country on Thursday, days after military leaders seized power in a coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February 7 for the sake of stability. Authorities say that people behind who are troubling the country's stability are spreading fake news and misinformation and causing misunderstanding among people by using Facebook. A Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. A bipartisan report to Congress said on Wednesday the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghanistan study group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration plans to support the peace process, and he noted that it is assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties to Al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. Britain's health chief has hailed a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's continuous strategy, of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with a first dose. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries, but Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday that the study backs the strategy that we've taken and it shows the world that Oxford's vaccine works effectively. Hancock's comment came after Oxford University released a study showing the vaccine cut transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevented severe disease. And Canada became the first country Wednesday to formally designate the Proud Boys a terrorist entity. The nation's public safety ministry said in a statement the group was a neo-fascist organization that played a pivotal role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol in Washington earlier last month. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.